Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area here in Miami, Florida. This is your 9 a.m. Eastern update on Tropical Storm Henri. The latest information we have getting the winds here, maximum sustained winds now 65 miles an hour, moving north-northwest at 16 miles an hour. So that's the latest readings we have. Starting to get some observations on the ground. We have a Block Island, Rhode Island currently reporting 47 miles an hour, gusting to 59 miles an hour. So that's pretty significant. Rhode Island, looks like we've got the latest 35 miles an hour, but listen to these gusts, gusting to 54 miles an hour, so pretty significant. And we got a NOAA Seaman station at Buzzards Bay, Massachusetts, measuring a wind sustained at 47 miles an hour, gusting to 58. So it's real. The winds are there. They're coming onshore, and that's what we can look like over the next several hours as we get closer and closer to making landfall. Looking at the radar, we see the center of the location right about there. You can see it opening up, and some of those rain bands coming onshore already in portions of eastern Long Island, also up into eastern Long Island, Rhode Island. I mean, some of those are pretty intense, but look at well away from the storm. We went through Boston, some of these outer bands, intense tropical rain and gusty winds, and that went through Boston and now Portsmouth and getting into portions of New Hampshire as well. So watch out for those, because that could be dangerous on travel conditions as that rain comes down, and also the winds. Also well away from the storm, you can see some of these storms. I mean, look back here, back towards Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Some of those could be pretty intense with time. So this is the latest forecast we have. Continue to move northward. I think around lunchtime we'll have some sort of landfall, but remember, it's not just about that center. The impacts are well outside that center. You think about the tropical storm force winds. Look at this area in yellow there. That whole area right there could have some of those tropical storm force winds, as some of those readings we were talking about are indicating. With time moving inland over Rhode Island and Connecticut, and then overnight tonight, early Monday morning through Massachusetts, and then a hard right turn, turning through Vermont and New Hampshire over to Maine with time. And as it does, the winds may decrease, but you're still going to have those impacts. You're still going to have that intense rainfall, and you're going to still have those gusty winds. With the soil so saturated already, putting that additional rain on some of these areas just makes it worse. And you got to watch out for those flash flood warnings. Listen for those and definitely be safe. And if you saturate those soils, it's not going to take much wind. Just won't take much wind to knock down some trees and cause some power outages in some of these areas. So additional 4 to 6 inches of rain, that could cause some problems in some of these areas. I did want to mention also portions of the area getting some of that storm surge. We looked at some of these gauges, the water coming up as we speak. Some places get 3 to 5 feet of storm surge. That's anywhere from Nantucket Sound, Buzzards Bay, Narragansett Bay, back to Long Island Sound. And we are looking at some of the gauges, even as we speak, updating these. And one of them is Montauk Point in New York. Already see increasing water, and it looks like we just crossed the threshold of 2 feet of storm surge so far, and the storm's still on the way. So that's the latest information we have on Tropical Storm Henri, and we'll continue to keep those updates coming and keep safe. This has been Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center.